Hello, my name is Maddie Wyatt, and I am about 95% certain I'll be attending App State in the fall. That 5% is hard. I can't think of a better example of God's love and why it is so important other than my experiences in youth programs at this church. God calls us to love one another, even the dorky little middle schooler lacking in social skills. No one knew what was going on in my life. I was struggling with bullying in school, and youth group felt like my only safe space. Even though I had felt separated from God, I looked forward to Sunday nights more than anything in the world. I had real friends and could act as goofy and as weird as I wanted to. Basically, I could be myself. Even though I had felt abandoned, I knew that church was my safety. What I'm really here to talk about is my seventh grade trip to Massanutta. This is scary up here. I was so excited to go on my first trip without my parents. I had a blast with my small group, going on a huge water slide and getting stung by a bee and accidentally taking way too much Benadryl. I have so many fun memories from camp, but the most important part is that I refound my faith. Even though I was having fun, I was feeling a lot of anxiety about going back to school. I didn't know how I would handle another year of bullying. But throughout the week, I felt so much love from every attendee. Seeing how much everyone else loved God made me want to feel the same. I felt so much love in a place praising God, I wondered if he was really there. On the last night, everyone made a big circle in a field and lit candles and sang, but at the end, we were invited to say our own private prayers to ourselves. I felt overpowered by the love this camp had given me, so I asked God to please send me a sign if he was really there. I saw my first shooting star and felt the Holy Spirit through me and refound my faith. Now, I'm not saying rebuilding my relationship with God was that easy, but I'm so thankful that my youth programs gave me the opportunity to start. I now know that I feel God when I'm in the company of others. I feel him the most when I'm laughing with friends on youth retreats. I don't know what I would do without every single person in youth group. I have never felt more loved than in the presence of these people. Their kindness, joy, and spunk have gotten me through the hardest parts of my life, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of the kids and leaders. And this community that we built with the love that we feel for each other through Christ is one of the most influential and important parts of my life. Okay. What I hope everyone can get from this is how important it is to love each other. Sure, it's easy to love your mom and your friends and people like you, but I think it's more important to love those who aren't like you. The middle schooler that talks too much, the new kid that won't stop asking you questions, that one friend of a friend that just grinds your gears, I really mean these people. Because we never know what's going on in people's lives and who needs to feel more love than anything else. You might make someone's day, save their life, or help a dorky little 13-year-old get back on the right track without even knowing it.
Good morning. My name is Eliza Sloop, and this year I will be graduating from Broughton High School, and I'm currently undecided of where I will be attending college. I'm so excited to finally be giving my senior sermon after attending every single service, singing in the choir, and seeing the past seniors give their sermons. Shout out to the youth choir, especially Mrs. Gold and Mrs. Z for being here all morning and putting up with a bunch of middle schoolers and high schoolers. I'm sure it is not easy whatsoever. I have gone to this church for as long as I remember, and as cheesy as it sounds, many of the members here I would consider family, for they have watched me go from singing in the cherub choir to being the young adult that I am today. I'm fortunate enough to feel safe and comfortable here, leaving my worries behind every time I come for Sunday school or youth group. When I think of God, the first thing that comes to my mind is community. I see God through my friends and those that I love, especially my friends at church. Going here my whole life, I have made some pretty great friends, most of which I have grown up with. I find it really cool that Maddie and I were baptized together 18 years ago, and that I would consider her one of my best friends, and now we are giving our senior sermons together. I was in seventh grade. When I was in 7th grade, I had a major surgery. I had what was called pectus excavatum. That's a very big word, but it basically means that my sternum was caved in and it pressed on my heart. My whole life I had lived with this, thinking that it was normal to be so out of breath after climbing up a flight of stairs. I had a pretty severe case of it, and the recovery was not easy. I spent roughly 2 months in a hospital bed while my classmates were at school. The main thing that got me through it was White Memorial. The amount of support I received was insane, though everything is sort of blurry because of all the medication I was on. I do remember the generous amounts of food families brought. I was truly spoiled with all the snacks and desserts I was given. My parents say that I had many visitors. Again, I don't remember everything exactly. I do, however, vaguely remember Lara Lillian visiting me in the hospital with a big bag of toys, giving me my first fidget spinner I ever owned. Chip and Genevieve would also check in on me, bringing me Chick-fil-A milkshakes and just talking to me. Needless to say, it was that experience that made me realize that the church truly had my back. Another time where the church lifted me up was more recently, during junior year. Junior year was mostly spent online due to COVID, was the hardest year of my life. Being isolated from my classmates and my church friends was really hard for me, and I found myself slipping into a depression. I had never really experienced anything like this before, with my mental health being so bad, my grades slowly starting to decline, and I started to become distant with my friends. I was at my lowest, and I did not really know what to do about it. One thing that I did look forward to was going to campfire theology, sitting around a fire talking about God with my friends. COVID started to get better, and there were more opportunities for the youth at the church to get together, even if it was through Zoom or outside. My mental health started to get better, and I would say that one of the main factors that helped my mental health was the church. Now, I'm not saying you can just walk into a church and boom, all your problems are solved, but having that sort of community, someone to lean on, can really help. And if you are struggling with your mental health, know that you are not alone and it is okay to reach out to someone. I am so thankful for all of my friends here at White Memorial who helped me get through that year, though most of them probably don't even realize that they did anything at all. Simply being in their presence and having a friend to talk to truly helped me so much. And that's the thing that I love so much about showing up to youth groups on Sunday nights, feeling so safe and comfortable, being treated as an equal. That is also one thing that I strive to do every day and that I encourage everyone to do, treat others as equals. At the end of the day, we are all just human beings, and nothing matters as much as love and kindness. Everyone deserves equality and happiness. No one is greater or less than. Working towards the kingdom of God is selflessness. Working towards the kingdom of God is being kind to someone because you never know what they might be going through. Working towards the kingdom of God is complimenting that stranger in the grocery store. Working towards the kingdom of God is being there for others, even at their lowest. Though the world is not perfect, I have seen tiny glimpses of God's kingdom through the love and support of White Memorial.
Hello. My name is Gabe Edmondson, and I'm a senior at Broughton High School, and I will be attending Davidson College in the fall. I know you all thought you were going to get a break from one of my dad's football stories, but today I would like to start with a story about wrestling. On May 7th of last year, I went to Wake Forest High School to participate in a wrestling match. This wrestling match, unbeknownst to me, would be my last wrestling match of my junior year season, because during that match, my leg would be broken. This injury would put me on crutches for the next 2 months and continue to change my life long after those initial 2 months had passed. However, this story I want to share this morning is not a sad one, but rather a story of perseverance and triumph in small ways. Soon after my injury, the church's yearly Appalachia Service Project, or ASP trip, was coming up, and my parents and I were trying to decide if I should go on the trip I previously signed up to go on, or if I should sit it out this year. I was stuck because I wanted to go on the trip, but just walking around my room was difficult enough, let alone walking around a work site. Over much deliberation, my parents and I decided that I was going to try, and I would have to accept that I would not be able to help as much as I had in the past, like digging a ditch or fixing rain gutters. Further differences from my past trip was that the ASP center where we were staying was not very nice and comfortable, but the only problem was that the mess hall was up the hill a long set of stairs away. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever been on crutches, but once you get the hang of it, your hands and shoulders get a little stronger. Crutches are not all that bad. The only difficult part of being on crutches that never gets easier or less scary is going down the stairs. So my first challenge came quickly at ASP, as dinner was up the set of stairs from where our bus dropped us off. The next challenge became the work site. I would do mostly jobs that required sitting, and when I would have to stand up and use both hands, I would simply hop around, as my balance had improved greatly in the past weeks. The work days went by fast, and I was still able to help out, so I was very happy coming off my work days. But as the week progressed, unforeseen challenges were brought into light, like having to get someone else to carry my plate of food, having to watch everyone else clean up the work site because I can't carry anything and walk with it, and getting in and out of the shower. Just general tasks of living in a group setting became so much harder for me that throughout the whole week, I struggled to find a reason as to why I was there or how I contributed to my group. This feeling that I wasn't needed was really wearing on me and during the first couple days, until towards the end of the week when the ASP staff was giving a presentation on connecting with the homeowner and the overall importance of it. I realized that every time I sat down to take a break because my leg was hurting, I sat down and talked to our homeowner, Harold. Every time we all ate lunch, I found myself having a conversation with Harold. And it became apparent to me that this was almost just as important as the work that we were doing on the house. Harold was an older man that didn't have anyone else living with him. So having some people that really care about you come and talk to you for a week makes an impact in your day and maybe more. In our scripture reading today, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, that for love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. That week, I showed God's love to Harold in the form of a friend that he could talk to and tell his funny stories to. I learned that in a way, I was needed and wanted by ASP as an organization and by Harold as the homeowner. That week in Jonesville, Virginia, I had to work towards God's kingdom. I had to go up and down the nearly three stories worth of stairs countless times because I was called to help and be a better neighbor in my community. Because it is my job and everyone else's to work towards God's kingdom. And that is a kingdom where God's love is overflowing and endless. Thank you. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord. As you go, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.